first Taylor Swift performed on Saturday Night Live this weekend. She did a really stripped down version of her song Lover. It was really pretty.
Can I go where you go? Can we always be this close forever and ever?
She wrote that song herself too. Very nice. She did a great job. But all people could talk about was the fact that she showed a little PDA with her boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, when they hit up the SNL party after the show. And she had a beautiful ring on her right ring finger. And fans are melting down saying, I think she's engaged, or that they had some sort of secret wedding. And I'm definitely just not reading into it that way. Everybody needs to calm down a little bit.
Did you see the ring? Does it look like an engagement ring, or is it just a regular?
Maybe. It could be, depending. But the thing we have to remember is Taylor Swift is very private, but she's going to do this the way that Beyonce and Jay-Z did it. She's a very traditional person, I think, and I don't think she's going to give up that wedding moment because of the rest of the world. She'll do it in a way where nobody else is around, and she'll be very careful and when she's planning it, but I don't think she's going to just go to do what Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin did and run up to the courthouse and get married.
No, that's not her
style. She's not the type. Have you guys seen the video, by the way, of Taylor all high on pain meds after her laser eye surgery?
Yeah.
No.
Hilarious. Hilarious. Listen to this.
Stop. You can't cry.
But what do we do with this now?
I'll leave it. I'll leave it. It's mine.
But it doesn't have a head.
Don't. You don't want to cry. That's not what you want to do.
She was all worried. She was crying over a banana, trying to pull a banana off of a bunch. And she's like, oh, this wasn't the one I wanted, and it doesn't have a head. It's really funny. Her mom actually gave it to Jimmy Fallon to play on his show and didn't tell Taylor she was going to do that.
Oh, fantastic.
It was from years ago. It wasn't from like last week that recent archives.
All right. As Miley Cyrus embraces public displays of affection with singer Cody Simpson, she wants people to know she is grown now and can date other people. So everybody should just get used to that, okay? So Miley, who, as we know, split from her husband Liam Hemsworth back in August, dated a girl named Caitlin Carter for a bit. Didn't keep that very private. They had PDA everywhere. And now she's moved on to kissing singer Cody Simpson in public. And Cody called her babe on Instagram this weekend.
Oh, that's
as
it.
Well.
That's official. Yep.
So obviously some people are commenting on how Miley likes to move on very quickly. But Miley says, you need to get over it. She went into this huge online rant. She said she knows she grew up in the public eye, but she's grown now and she's making choices as an adult. And she also brought up the double standards today. She said, you know, men get a pat on the back when they move on fast after a relationship, but women get a bad rep. She said you'll see men moving from one beautiful young woman to the next, most times without any consequences, and that she's just out here trying to thrive and survive in a man's world, and was kind of like, if you can't beat him, might as well join him. Yeah.
She can move on with me anytime she wants.
No. She's supposed to be my girl. I'm the one that's got the crush on her.
You guys sound absolutely ridiculous.
Neither of us.
Yeah. She doesn't want to date either of you. The way I see it is Miley Cyrus is sort of doing what she wants, and I've been there, obviously not as a celebrity, but when you just started dating somebody and you want, like, I've had friends invite me out and I've been on 4 dates with a guy and I think it would be nice to bring him out, but I don't want people talking about it. I don't want people insinuating that it's a thing.
But when you're in the spotlight, what do you expect people in the media to think when you're out with someone every couple of weeks?
So, I mean, it sounds like she's surprised.
But she's doing what everybody else does. Ultimately, you know what? She has been on a few dates with this guy. I don't even think it's going to be serious with the two of them, though.
I doubt it.
I think he would marry her tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Most people in her situation would hide it. They'd stay at home and they'd watch Netflix and she's like, I'm going to do what I want to do so you can get used to it or just stay out of my life, basically.
Wrecking ball, love it.
All right, it's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. That's your biz. And on the way, we've got your chance to take Sam down with Are You Smarter Than Sam? Your chance to win $100 to spend at Thierry Bouchon, which is absolutely delicious.
Delicious indeed. Let's do it.
All right, we're going to play In 6 Minutes, Ariana Grande right now with 7 Rings. It's a Beat 92.5.